EMZT Radio is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audio download and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/EMZT. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Welcome to another episode of EMZT Radio. I am Bane Hellborn with my partner, the infamous MJ.
West Virginia, Mount Mama, take me home, country road.
I've been singing that song nonstop for about a week now.
Since the trailer came out.
And yes, we are going to talk about it right off the top, right off the hop. Oh my God.
Yep.
We are now. I'm tempering my excitement until. Do you realize that we go officially live? And by the way, people, next week, come to our Mixer channel on Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for EMZT Live. That's right. We're taking the podcast to the next level, baby. But anyways, so when we do our show, we will be mere hours away from the Bethesda announcement. Ooh. And if it's when I think it is, I might actually be doing a live stream during the announcement.
Nice.
Of Fallout 76, baby! It's happening. And if you're wondering on the Fallout timeline, this actually comes before the first Fallout game.
Okay. It's during the same time as what's going on the West Coast, like the yes. What was it? Okay, so it's 2102 and on the West Coast, shit's already happening with the mutants, yes, and whatever, all that's happening. Great. But so yeah, this is like 25 years after the bombs dropped.
That's right.
In West Virginia.
Well, we think it's in West Virginia, but here's the thing. And I'm gonna do this, and I'm going to put it in the show notes. I'm going to link it in the show notes. Oxhorn did a hell of a job. Oxhorn is the person I go to for my Fallout lore on YouTube. Oh. And he did a hell of a job. Do you remember in Fallout 3? Because 76 has made an appearance in two games. In Fallout 3 and in Fallout 4.
Oh.
Now, you have to go to the Citadel in Fallout 3. And then you read the backstory. Vault 76 was the original control vault. So, no, we're not going to have the, you know, 100 women and one man, or a vault full of junkies in this one. It's a control vault. And for those of you who don't know, the vault was scheduled to open 20 years after the Great War and evict everyone that was living in the vault. They were supposed to be forced to go out. However, you're right, it's 25 years now, mm-hmm, after the Great War, and we're still in the vault. But how are we still in the vault is what I want to know. I'm going to be very interested in that.
Yeah, but there's no right now telling why that one person, the player character, is stuck in there an extra 5 years. Not yet. There's nothing.
And I'm wondering, though. The reason why I'm tempering my excitement is I don't want this to be co-op.
Oh.
I don't want this to be Fortnite either.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm getting better at Fortnite, I have to admit. I don't want that. I don't want a battle royale game, and I really don't want online multiplayer. Because I'm sorry, okay, I'm a little picky when it comes to my Fallout. You're not playing. Nobody's playing with me. Other than that, I'm very interested. But see, this is the other thing that gets me. in the trailer, the Celebrate Reclamation Day poster is still up. And it looks like the party just happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were still balloons, I think, down on the ground and all that. So what? So that is my question. Why was it 5 years late? So yeah. I'm hoping we get an answer to that at E3. Bethesda does speak on the E3.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Monday. So
right.
Check your listings for that. Matter of fact, I have my Xbox on right now. I can probably tell you. On the E3 situation, because Xbox has done a hell of a job. Bethesda is June 11th at 1 o'clock Pacific time. So that would be Monday, I believe. Monday at 3. Yeah, Monday 3 Eastern. Yes. Or 4 yes. Eastern. So there will be a live stream, people. There will be a live stream of the Bethesda E3 showcase. I don't know if we're going to show anything from it, but we'll be online. We'll talk about it. That's actually after EA is done with theirs. I'm just looking through the list. Jurassic World Evolution scheduled to be announced Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific.
Okay.
So, if you're wondering. And yes, there is mixers for that, too. That's probably why we'll not have the announcement on the corner of the live stream, because there'll be an E3 mixer and an E3 mixer hype zone, believe it or not. But I'm excited. New Fallout game. I know you Elder Scrolls people are pissed. But we got our game first. But from an incredible high, unfortunately, there's, we'll talk about it here in a second. There's been some sad news since we last adjourned or last met regarding Ghost.
What?
Let's hype Ghost's new album first. Well, actually, no. Let's talk about it. There was some really bad news coming out Thursday night at the Ritual Thursday night in Milwaukee. It was getting close to intermission. They had just finished the set when a stagehand actually caught Tobias as they were going off the stage and said, "Look, we got a fan that's in trouble." Now, this is all second and third hand reports that I've gotten, but I have seen it like on Metal Wire and all that. The story is confirmed. Unfortunately, at the Ritual Thursday night, a man died after having a heart attack right there at intermission. And from what I got, Tobias and the rest of the band knew about it. Excuse me, Cardinal Copia and the rest of the band knew about it as they were going off stage for intermission. And then somebody went back and said that the fan wasn't doing very good. And paramedics were having a hard time reviving him. So they went ahead, canceled the concert, which was a completely classy move on the part of Ghost.
Mm.
And unfortunately, the fan got to the hospital. I guess that's the fortunate part. The unfortunate part is he didn't make it much longer when he got to the hospital. Aww. And passed away. But the good news is it was not to violence. It was not to crowd violence. So,
well, that's good.
You know, it was natural causes. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, it just happened to be on the same night that a prequel was released.
Oh.
And I tell you one thing, though, and in slowly transitioning off a very sad story to sublime me, this is one of the best albums I've ever heard.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Yes, I agree.
Now, if you have seen the Rise of Cardinal Copia on YouTube, the three-part Rise of Cardinal Copia on YouTube, Remember the second one? When Cardinal Copia walks in and he's got a boombox and there's a song playing?
Okay.
There is that is actually on the album. The song is actually on the album. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what song? Do you remember what song it is?
No, actually, I don't remember. What? Oh. What is it? What is it?
Oh my!
What is it?
I'm actually surprised you didn't know the. It's Oh God! Now see, I knew if I said something, I would completely forget. And it's actually one of my favorite songs on the album. Believe it or not. I've heard the entire thing about 18 times now. And the track... the people yelling at the freaking thing right now. It's Pro Memoria is the track.
Oh, right.
The violin parts?
Yes.
At the beginning? Right. Pro Memoria, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is my favorite song off the album. Faith is number two. Which, and don't get me wrong, Dance Macabre and Rats have been great singles. But when mm-hmm. Faith gets released as a single, and I got a feeling Faith is next,
mm-hmm.
that will be the best single released off the album. I don't think they'll do Pro Memoria.
Have you been hearing Rats on the radio lately?
I work for a rock station.
No, I know, but I mean, has your station been playing it?
Playing the hell out of it. I think we play it once an hour, so it's still in A rotation.
Okay, because I've been hearing it here, you know, for the last couple of weeks. So I was like, wow.
Yeah, Rats is still in A rotation. Yeah. I probably should explain that to people, shouldn't I? Like, we just use insider radio terminology. Okay, there are basically... categories of rotators. A rotation are the ones you want to play once an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, people we know, but they're the most popular songs in the country. So basically, like, if you were on a pop station, you'd play Dua Lipa's New Rules mm-hmm. once an hour. You have to play it once an hour.
Yeah.
Then you have your B rotation, which, you know, you play once every couple hours. Your C rotation, right. et cetera. So... yeah, so right now Rats is still in A rotation, and which is why I'm thinking that Dance Macabre is not being played on the radio at the moment.
No, it hasn't been.
Because once Rats gets out of A rotation, which should be in about 2 weeks, mm-hmm. Dance Macabre will probably follow about a week after an A rotation.
And you're welcome. I uploaded Prequel to our... Live 365 station.
That's right. Now, we don't have A, B, and C rotations. Okay, folks?
Nope.
We just play them. Nope. We play the hits. Audio ZT Radio. We play the hits, baby! So, yeah, there you go. Some inside radio. People like that stuff sometimes, though, man.
Yeah, it's neat to learn about.
But, I know we're kind of bouncing back and forth here, but on the video game front, State of Decay 2, if you haven't gotten State of Decay 2 yet, nope. Go rob a bank.
Go rob a bank.
Go donate an organ.
Go give blood.
Go sell an organ on the black market. You need this game in your life. It is absolutely... Now, the main reason why I brought it up was it pissed me off last week.
Why?
Was the 19 gigabyte update. Yeah, it was about a quarter of the size of the game.
Oh, jeez.
Turns out they kind of rushed it, and the online multiplayer was crap.
Oh.
Yeah. But, hey, if you want to watch it, State of Decay 2 Friday nights, and occasionally some Saturday nights, on the mixer, EMZT Productions mixer. I'm there playing and making weird comments. I've got a couple right now. I just cannot. There's a couple of plague hearts I can't get to right now. Because there's a damn witch-a-ma-doodle in the way. Juggernauts. These damn juggernaut zombies are freaking difficult, man, because you can't shoot them.
Yeah,
the bullets they basically absorb bullets. And I try to run. I try to run one over with a car.
Nothing.
The car just bounced right off.
Jeez.
I heard him, but the car just bounced right off. Yeah, juggernauts. Wow. Juggernauts are a pain. I think that's the main reason why they're trying to force people into co-op mode. Are the juggernauts are the way they're doing that?
Mm-hmm. I would
guess
so.
Because you need about three or four people to take out a juggernaut. And, and screamers are a pain in the ass too. But...
challenges.
Yeah, the game is. I'll admit this right now. The game is just easy enough for a casual gamer, but it gives you a. Even but the hardcore gamers love it because there's still enough of a challenge.
Okay. Good.
To keep hardcore gamers interested.
Yeah.
So, State of Decay 2 might be the game of the year.
Nice.
I'm just going to go out on a limb now. Of course, also recently released was Vampire. I haven't been able to get my hands on the game yet. But I have seen a few people play it online. Oh, I am so into this.
I haven't heard of it.
Vampire kind of reminds you... It kind of reminds you of Anne Rice-type vampires.
Okay.
So... check that one out. It was released the same day State of Decay 2 was, actually. Back on the 5th.
Huh. Okay.
So.
Interesting.
Definitely check them out. Once you get about $50, go ahead and buy them. Vampire looks a lot of fun. I'll admit that right now. Vampire looks a lot of fun. I watched one of my favorite comedy streamers, Rubus, the other day.
Oh, PS4, Xbox One.
Yep.
That's why.
Yep. So, anyways. Yep. That's really a lot of the news I have. Oh, we're recording this on a very special day in the horror calendar, Bane.
What?
Yes, it's a very special day in the horror calendar. Whose birthday is it on the day we're recording?
Ooh. Ooh. You're killing me.
Oh my lord, she doesn't know.
Tell me.
Robert Englund's birthday is the day we're recording this.
Holy crap! I didn't know that.
Yes, Freddy Krueger's birthday and... damn it, he is the only Freddy Krueger. I am not going to accept any other Freddy Kruegers.
Okay.
So, yes, it is Freddy Krueger's birthday today.
Nice.
Well, the day we're recording this.
That's nice.
It'll be nice to get on the live stream. We can just say it today. And
He's a very nice man to talk to at conventions.
He's an awesome dude. Yeah.
He's very nice. He has all these great stories. He's like one of the best people to interview chat with because he just has all these stories he talks about. And you just sit there going, hi, okay.
We need to find his PR company. Because Robert Englund is on the bucket list to... this is on this podcast's bucket list, folks.
Yeah.
Along with Kane Hodder.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's busy with his documentary thing that came out.
Yeah. So.
And he's doing convention circuits right now. So, yeah, he's a busy boy.
He is a busy man. But we need to catch up with Kane Hodder eventually.
Oh, God,
maybe
yes.
Maybe if we can get, like, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 people watching our stream.
So. We'll probably have to do it when we finally go to convention.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably gonna be awesome when we finally be able to live stream from conventions.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so in on this.
That is the big goal I want to do is when we get to conventions, we're going to take our cameras and we're going to be talking to people.
We're going to live stream the crap out of it too, man. And it will be like an entire weekend. One of us will grab a camera. One of us will go live. Even if we have to go live on our phones, we will do it.
Yes.
Because we love you. All 20 of you who download our podcast every week.
Hey, our last one was up over 40, so we're doing good.
And then somebody screwed up the Twitter account. I wonder who that was.
Oops. So, do you want to hear some more news? I've got more news.
Yes, news. News me.
Okay. So, I don't know how you feel about this. I personally don't think it's a good thing. Okay. But Spawn, the new Spawn adaptation for film, they cast Jamie Foxx as Spawn.
You know, I'm not as pissed off as everybody else is about this.
Well, I'm not pissed off. It's just, I don't think he'll be a good fit.
I don't think so either. But can we be honest about things? When we found out way back in the day Wesley Snipes was going to be Blade.
Yeah.
Did we really think Wesley Snipes was going to make a good Blade?
I personally did. Yeah.
I was on the fence about that.
Yeah, no, I thought he'd be a really good one.
I was pleasantly surprised, and to this day, I think Wesley Snipes' Blade is probably one of the most brilliant casting decisions ever made.
Mm-hmm. So this film is going to be Todd McFarlane's directorial debut.
Really?
And yes. He's also, he wrote the comic.
Yeah.
So he's going to direct this one.
Good Lord.
And it's going to be a strong R rating, and their budget is between $10 and $12 million right now. And it's a Blumhouse production.
So, yeah, I think this is going to be good.
I think it'll be okay. We'll have to see how Jamie does, but I mean, I don't know.
You said three words that made me salivate and probably did something to my naughty parts.
What?
Strong R rating.
Yep. Strong R rating.
Didn't they actually have to lobby for that? Because wasn't the original
PG. PG-13. Yes.
Yeah. They had to lobby for the R.
Yes.
Good for them.
And then this is Blumhouse,
I was about to say, add in some more fucking gore and let's make this NC-17, baby.
Well, this is Blumhouse Productions, and you know what they do for their horror stuff. I think this will be good.
It's gonna be good.
Okay.
I felt all tingly in my naughty parts. Anyways.
we'll find out what he does when we watch it at the theater.
I'll be in the back row.
I'll be having an erection at the theater.
I'll be in the back row and I'll probably be the last one to leave.
Just give me a few more minutes. Don't mind me.
I want to apologize to anybody who has to clean up after I'm done. No, I'm kidding, folks. I'm kidding. I would not Pee Wee Herman in a movie theater.
No, I don't think anybody has the guts to do it anymore.
Oh, people have the guts to do it.
I don't know.
I was in the theater at Deadpool 2.
Mm-hmm.
I almost felt like I was in the middle of a threesome. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Couple beside me were going hot and heavy. And I mean, I think they were, dude had already hit a triple. Let's put it that way. I was about to throw on a Deadpool mask and go, got a room for another.
Boom Toom got us good seats in the way, way, way back where we're above everybody.
That's where I usually go.
Yep. Yeah. That's no, we didn't have any of that.
That's why you don't see Deadpool with teenagers, kids.
No.
Because they're in the back and they're doing horrible things to each other in the back. Okay, not really horrible things. But I'm just glad things didn't progress because I was actually questioning whether or not the couple beside me were of age. And I didn't want to go to jail.
Well, why would you go to jail?
I don't know. I could accidentally grab underage boob. It was that close. Now, in my defense, it was that close to me, and I still had self-restraint.
Nice.
Okay, folks. I mean, I'm just saying, don't screw in a movie theater. It's very uncomfortable. As an expert in this field, it's very uncomfortable, especially in the back row.
And it's also distracting. I mean, how the hell can you hear the movie when you got people doing their thing, like, right beside you? Come on.
How can you watch the movie when you got a lot of porno right beside you?
God. Oh. Man.
Fucking teenagers.
Yeah. Watch, they were probably under 18.
I know, that's why I said fucking teenagers.
Yeah.
You millennials and your screwing and the... Why can't you just be like real adults and go out and do cocaine in the bathroom and then go screw on the dance floor? I'm telling you, these kids today, man, they're trying to find secret places to, you know, come on. just go to the bathroom, do a bump of coke with a stranger and go to town. Not that I've ever done that. More than three times. Anyways.
And Friday the 13th, the game, from June 4th to the 8th, they're doing double XP game event.
Yay. And I heard the single player is finally there. And good.
Yes.
And haven't they done an upgrade to it too lately, recently?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes, they have.
Sweet.
So, let's
see.
Another
game on my list.
Oh, weapon swap happens at level 113.
Yeah, weapon swap.
Weapon swap. Yeah.
Hashtag and... oddly satisfying things.
So it's going on right now on a console computer camp near you.
Awesome.
Look. For those looking to finally play as Jason Goes to Hell Jason, or switch out to that pickaxe from Sack Jason, you're in luck. Nice. Sweet. So yeah, there's a couple more days of this double XP event, and the Friday the 13th, the game we know is on Steam, Xbox One, and PS4. So
nice.
Yes, go. And I finally found that thing about Netflix.
Oh.
With Joe Hill's graphic novel Lock and Key.
Uh-huh.
Hulu was originally going to do the TV series adaptation of it, but then they dumped it and Netflix picked it up.
They probably dumped it for another season of whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with there.
I still don't have
but
Netflix, but
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm having to make a decision right now, and Hulu has South Park, so.
I know. I've been watching Hulu, too. I mean, I just watched all of the Lord of the Rings. I'm sorry. I love Lord of the Rings. I watched all of them.
I'll say this, though. I have been watching so much Shudder and Screambox that I really don't need Netflix.
You kind of don't. Yeah, with Shudder and Screambox, it covers more.
And now that Twitch has gotten their act together when it comes to television shows, I'm using Twitch basically as TV now.
Ah.
Like Con TV, if you have not seen Con TV on Twitch,
nope.
It is awesome. Mixer guys, come on. You need to get in bed with some of these people too.
Yep.
Because, I mean, you're Microsoft. You can do this. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. I also got a rundown of a few movies coming out this summer.
Okay.
Which we need to see. So, in a couple of days, on June 8th, Hereditary.
Okay.
Is coming out. And that's, like, the big deal. It's from the producer of The Witch.
The Witch.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad horror movie.
The Witch was actually pretty good.
It was really good.
It was pretty good. If you just didn't, like, kept your mind open and didn't think about everything else you saw or heard, just, yeah, it was actually really good. July 4th, The First Purge, which we're going to go see that.
Yes.
So this is, like, the start of how The Purge started.
Yeah,
and
this
why.
This is becoming a very interesting year. 2018 seems to be the year of the prequels. Because you got a Fallout prequel.
Yep.
Going on. Now you got the prequel to the Purge coming out. There's another game coming out too, isn't there? Or not a game, but I mean, like, isn't there a couple other prequels?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think they're on this list though, but yeah, there are.
Plus Shadow of the Tomb Raider comes out this year, but anyways.
Right. Yeah, that's the other one. Yeah. Slender Man is coming out August 24th.
I want to see this.
Now, it's not going to be it's about the case, but it's not going to be a direct retelling of it. They're just going to touch more. They're going to touch more about Slender Man and how he's following this group of girls.
Yeah. Now, is this the first ever movie made from a creepypasta?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes. So, like, already one of the fathers of one of the girls that killed the other girl is speaking out and saying that a film about this is just in extremely bad taste.
Okay. I want to get your opinion on that. Is it appropriate? I mean, I feel like it's too soon, but didn't the parents of the victim kind of green light this?
Yes.
And I kind of feel like they're profiting off this. And I know but they should in a way, but I just don't feel comfortable knowing that they're kind of profiting off this.
I don't know. I'm not sure how far this story is. It's not going to be covering the case at all. I don't know if it'll mention it. Mm-hmm. Like when they're focusing on the girls, like this group of girls that are seeing Slender Man, I don't know if they're going to mention that they heard about this somewhere. It doesn't say.
Huh.
I think it should be done because number one, it's a scary Slender Man himself is a scary thing.
It's a pretty weird creepypasta, I have to admit.
Yeah. Yeah. If they don't like talk about that case, which they shouldn't profit off that case because what they did and that poor girl that suffered and died, I mean, that's horrible. Yeah. I agree. That's horrible. But if they just get away from that story but concentrate more on Slender Man himself, like how he came to be, like what his powers are, like how he has a hold on these girls, things like that, if they just stay away from the case but talk more about him, I think it'll be okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know how people are those people are profiting from that.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah. I thought I had read somewhere that the parents of the murdered girl, the victim, was kind of, you know, making some money off of this. Which, again, I don't really have that much of a problem if they make the money. Now, the parents of the girl, the murderer girls, I have a huge problem with.
Right. No, it doesn't sound like those parents are profiting.
Yeah, it sounds like those parents are having some issues.
They're having issues having it coming out.
But I can kind of see why. I wouldn't want to, in a way, I don't want to glamorize Slender Man and this happen again. But if it's entertaining enough, I'll watch it. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. If they take the story, like Slender Man himself, not about the case, but Slender Man himself and work on that, I think that'll be fine.
Yeah,
because it's a scary, creepy pasta. It's very scary. Slender Man is fucking freaky.
You know what though? EMZT Productions. If we're really gonna get serious about being a production company, and I know don't worry, we'll get to the music here in a minute. But if we really want to be serious about a production, we should start looking into maybe trying to get some of our director friends and producer friends.
Uh-huh.
To help us out in filming a few creepy pastas.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to talk to some of them about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, even Little Boom Doom came up with a new creepy pasta, so that'll be interesting.
Hell yeah, I'm all for that. And we will accept more than one creepy pasta a week. We could have mm-hmm. Boom Doom read one.
Mm-hmm.
Or you and I could read one week.
Mm-hmm.
And we will accept submissions. If you want us to read your scary story live yes. on Mixer, we will read your scary story live on Mixer.
Yeah, why not? Let's get in on that.
Yeah. Let's do this. So, yeah, send us your submissions at emztradio@gmail.com, emztradio@gmail.com, and we will put some scatty music behind it, and one of us will read it a lot on the air.
Okay, a couple more.
Of course, the quickest way of doing that is to bribe us by giving us 20 bucks or 10 bucks a month on Patreon.
That would help.
20 will grease the wheels even faster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, The Nun, yes. which is the follow-up to The Conjuring 2 about that scary demon nun.
No.
September 7th.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I'm all for that. Now, is that a technically a prequel too?
No. It's somehow in the timeline of The Conjuring with Lorraine Warren.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere in there, because that's what they're doing it. And they're having the Farmiga sisters both in it.
Ooh.
You know, nice. Vera is Lorraine Warren, and Tessa is playing a young nun working with a priest to investigate the suspicious suicide of a nun.
Cool. Now I'm all for that.
There's no trailer for this one yet.
There will be.
But the pictures alone of that demon nun is scary enough.
It's hot, though.
And then the Halloween remake is coming October 19th.
Oh, that's right.
Jamie Lee Curtis is back as Laurie Strode, but they fucked the story enough that Jamie Lee Curtis and Michael Myers are not brother and sister. It just somehow he keeps tracking her down and he keeps escaping from his insane asylum. So,
and where was most of the movie shot? In Savannah and Charleston.
Yes, let's point that out too.
If a damn horror movie was shot near your city, you'd point that out.
Damn right. No, I'm not. I'm saying yeah. Let's point that out. Because you were even talking about that earlier when they first started filming this.
Hell yeah. Yeah, because we promoted it on this podcast that they were looking for extras. And if the casting call was not on a Thursday, I would have done it.
You would have went. You would have went, yeah.
But the casting call was on a fucking Thursday, and I had work in the morning. And unfortunately, being an extra in a movie doesn't pay as much as actually showing up to work.
And you weren't guaranteed of being in it.
Exactly. So, I had to think financially there.
Yeah. And it says that they have Lori, now as a grandmother, is preparing for the ultimate showdown with Michael, who has escaped from his mental institution yet again. So
is there a mental institution in the world that can hold Michael Myers?
You know, all it seems like he's got dumb fucking luck that people just seem to turn away when he's walking by.
Or leave the freaking door open.
Or leave the door open,
It's kind of funny because I was playing Dead Dead Island last night, which was the last time on Retro Tuesday was Dead Dead Island. Yeah. And that's all I kept screaming at people about was, close the fucking door! We're in a zombie apocalypse here. Close. That should be rule number one in a zombie apocalypse. As soon as you find shelter, close the freaking door.
And lock it.
Yeah.
Barricade it.
Which is funny because one of the missions sends you to a gas station, right? Because you're getting gasoline to burn bodies. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you meet the guys in the gas station. Then the next freaking quest you get, they left the door open and there's a thug zombie in the gas station eating the people you just met.
Jesus.
And you're just sitting there going, this is why you closed the door.
And it's the same with Michael Myers. They just happen to leave the door open and he walks right out.
Stop leaving the door open in horror films, people. We're on that crusade now.
Yeah.
That's my platform. When I run for president in 2020, that's my platform. No more open doors in horror movies.
Close the damn door.
That's right, baby. Jordan 2020. Close the damn door.
You should make those t-shirts.
Actually, I think I am. I think I am. I'm the closed door movement. Rule one, close the freaking door.
Because, I mean, if you think about the whole Halloween series about how Michael gets away, it's...
The door is open in every movie!
Or like I said, somebody turns their back the second he walks by, so they don't see him go.
Oh, what? Huh? There was a big lumbering man behind me not too long ago. Where did he go? I don't know. I just turned around for 2 minutes, and now he's gone. Duh!
I know,
duh!
I know. And after that, we could go to music if you like.
This should go to music because we've been going on for 40 minutes now. Can you believe we've been 40 freaking minutes? So you people that were complaining there's too much music and not enough talking in the podcast, you're welcome!
You're welcome.
You're welcome. It's like MCT Radio and stuff.
Never been anywhere, never seen anything, but my heart is strong and true. Got a 3-day pass and I'm kicking some ass, cause I'm hanging around with you. I'm a flake of water and I feel like the bomb, spent hours on my hair. When I walk in the room, don't be rude, you gotta stand and stare. This is my chance to leave this small town. This is my time to go so far.
Science fiction, action, and adventure?
Hours of constant cleaning-based sexual innuendo?
The sound of the whole table yelling at one guy for rolling poorly?
Inspirational anecdotes?
And have you ever fantasized about having your head being massaged by a psychic?
If so, follow the adventures of the crew of the Irritated Badger on the Chaotic Goodness Podcast, coming every Monday on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere else you find your podcasts.
Space adulting's hard.
Watch your step. Watch your back. Brace yourself for the sudden impact. They talking trash. Gonna hit you with whiplash.
Hosts, the Sinister Sisters.
Sinister Sisters.
Welcome to Sinister Sisters. I am Bane Hellborn with my sister,
Scorpio Girl.
And today we're talking about evil children in horror movies.
And in real life.
And in real life.
No, just kidding.
Because we have one. Yeah, we have one. Let's talk about, and now on this list, I found a list on IMDb. I've seen most of these, except a few. Let's talk about the ones I did see. So there's The Ring.
Yeah, no. God, no.
The Ring, Samara.
I know, but that's the thing. I watched the movie, and then I had to unplug my TV before I went to bed, and then I thought, duh, so I had to remove my TV from my bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was creepy.
She was not just creepy. She was...
Well, her problem was, and all her backstory was that when she was a baby, her mother was part of rituals that invited the dead to inhabit the body.
Good job, and, Mom. Good
and
job.
And then she was stopped from removing the dead from the baby. So Samara grew up and became the wicked little psycho, supernatural, scary little bitch she was. So that was all a mom's fault.
Isn't it always, though? Come on now.
Okay, did you see Orphan?
I did not see Orphan, but I saw a lot of people's reactions to not make me want to watch it.
Okay, no, you gotta watch it. But it's a one-time shot, and I cannot tell you why. But Esther, there is something wrong with her. And her problem is all psychological. So
again, isn't it always?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Kids freak me out. Like, even real ones. Not just the ones made on TV, but... I mean, they all got a little bit of sliver and evil in all of them.
Well, you know why.
Well, like Playroom?
Playroom,
the
yeah.
Playroom?
Well, you know why, right? Animals and kids are susceptible to evil first.
Ah, boom doom. Because he's got the boom and he brings the doom.
Anyway, the others.
See, okay, those weren't really evil kids because the fact is I mean, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
She killed them.
Yeah.
So they weren't evil. They were just like scared and didn't know what the hell was going on.
Exactly.
So now.
What about Case 39?
So I don't think I did watch that one.
No, I don't think you did.
It's Session 9 I'm thinking of. No.
It's a social worker. She trying to save a little girl from abusive parents, which they weren't really abusive. Well, I mean, they were.
Well, I'm sure it was all the little kid because.
No, they were. But yeah, the little girl, she was demon possessed.
See, but that's the thing, though. Like, yeah. All kids, it makes me wonder if things like manipulation and just stone cold demonosity or whatever you call it that comes out of them is like a learned thing or it's just in them because they are scary.
It's because,
scary
like
little
I said,
thing.
They are susceptible to evil because.
Yeah, but I don't remember being as evil as I see these little kids running around in real life and in movies.
No, that was our little sister.
Whoops.
Yeah. The Omen, the original Omen.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, now his problem
his
was.
His problem is, I know
he's the son of Satan.
Yeah. Right? And his mother was a dog. Like, literally a bitch. Literally a bitch.
Literally. She
literally
was a
bitch.
She was a jackal.
I thought it was a Rottweiler.
No, it's a jackal.
Looked like a Rottweiler.
No.
Couldn't find a real jackal?
No, the Rottweiler was what was his familiar servant.
Jesus.
No, he in the grave was a dog skeleton.
Okay, so I guess he gets a pass because he was literally
the son of Satan.
Literally the son of Satan. You get a pass, Damien.
Okay.
Good job.
Insidious. Here's another example.
Wait. Insidious, that kid wasn't evil, wasn't it? Because he could astral project and he got caught?
Right.
Okay, so he's not evil. He's not evil, but evil things in purgatory were evil.
Right.
So that one doesn't count.
Okay, now here's one. The good son.
Geez.
The good son. This was an evil little fucker.
Oh my God, that kid was beyond the son of Satan. I think that was like Satan reincarnate or something because...
Yeah.
That kid was just...
That kid was evil.
That movie was not a horror movie, but that kid gave me nightmares. Like, nightmares that...
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Again, it's when they're born, and yeah, then when they grow up, they get the bullied out of them.
This kid wasn't like susceptible to other forces.
He was a male version of the seed.
Yeah, he was he was evil born.
Is that the right?
Yeah,
the seed.
That the bad seed.
The bad seed.
Bad seed.
That's a male version of the bad seed. Like he had no conscience. He had no
no morals.
Morals. He was like Tyler Durden times 30 or something.
On the darker side.
Well, that's the times 30 part, you know.
Okay. Did you see Let Me In?
No, but...
This was where, you know, Let the Right One In.
No.
It's a little boy. He's getting bullied, but he befriends a little girl vampire who helps him stand up to his bullies, and she also kicks butt.
No, I haven't seen it.
Anyway, this is where the little girl wasn't evil. She was a vampire. She didn't know how long she's been a vampire. She didn't even remember her name. That's how old a vampire she was.
Kind of forget over time or something? Dementia?
Vampire dementia.
Uh-oh, watch out, vamps. It's a coming.
Okay, The Children. Have you seen this one?
Mm-mm.
So basically, it was during a Christmas vacation to where it was like two families that got together. They had kids. The kids started acting really weird and turned evil and were killing people. That it was some sort of virus or something airborne. So that's where it was. This was environment affecting the children. Like Children of the Corn. Remember, it was the environment. It was a virus of some type that turned the kids to murderous intent.
You mean it wasn't just the corn?
Or was it just the corn? He who walks behind the rows.
They walked behind the rows and they all got snatched up by the corn stalks? Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, The Uninvited. Have you seen The Uninvited?
I'm sorry, no.
Okay, this was where...
Okay, sorry.
This was where the girl, she was sent to a mental hospital after her mother died. Now, what ended up happening, and she was talking to what we thought was her sister.
Okay.
Because her sister was dead.
Okay. I don't get it.
Anyway. And she was doing some questionable things because she was talking to her sister,
mm-hmm.
who wasn't there. Okay, Dark Water.
No, Dark Water, that was not an evil kid. That was a poor little girl that got murdered.
Yeah.
And
abandoned. She was abandoned.
But she was murdered. Didn't she get...
No, she was abandoned first. Her family left her. And then the maintenance guy...
Killed her and put her in the water
tower? Yeah.
Well, this wasn't evil. She was just reaching out like, hey, I'm dead and I'm lonely and you're a good mom. So, hi.
Yeah, but she also blackmailed her. She's like, I'll kill the little girl if you don't be my mom.
But, I mean, still. Ghost.
Yeah.
Girl.
Okay.
Pretty angry.
Yeah.
Village of the Damned. Yes, I saw that one.
This is
Kirstie Alley or something. Yep. Yes. Yep. And Christopher Reeves.
Yeah.
I remember this one.
This is the 95 version. There's an original black and white version.
Oh, there's an original.
Yeah.
This one was pretty good, though. This one
was good. Yeah. John Carpenter.
It was pretty freaky. It was, those kids, if I saw those kids, I don't care if it was my kid and it looked like my kid, I'd be like packing up and be like, so long.
Yeah. The problem was they really didn't belong to the people that birthed them.
That was the whole thing. They're like, my baby. I'm like, no, it's They're evil. Not. Pack it's, up and leave. It's leave not the your kids. Baby. Yeah. It's not your baby.
Pet Cemetery.
Oh, okay.
Now, his problem, Gage's little problem, was he was resurrected from the dead.
At the Pet Cemetery. Say he was resurrected in general. At the Pet Cemetery. They were warned the ground was evil. They're warned not to do it.
Yeah, and Daddy did it. He put his son in the ground and brought him back.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That kid
See, was... that was Dad's fault.
Finally something's Dad's fault.
The Unborn.
Okay. Was this the one where they saw on the refrigerator it was writing out words and stuff?
No.
No, okay.
No, I watched this. This was...
Wait, but wasn't this a baby that was miscarried?
No.
Okay, I'm thinking wrong one.
No, this one was this... she looks like Megan Fox, but she's not. It's Odette Annable. And she is being haunted by a little boy demon. Because supposedly he was saying that he was her deceased twin that died in the womb. And it wasn't
twin. I thought it was a okay. We're talking about the right movie, but I took from it that it was like a miscarried baby.
No,
I've seen this one.
No, this was so what he was trying to do was he was trying to possess her so he could live, because it wasn't her dead twin. It was actually a demon that didn't get to her in the womb. So it was a Dibbuk.
Wait. Okay, it's supposedly her twin.
Her dead twin.
That didn't get to her in the womb?
Yeah, because the demon killed the one twin and couldn't live, so the baby died.
So wait, is this her twin? The mother's twin?
No, the girl's twin.
What the heck? I'm confused. See, I'm too confused.
And see, then you didn't watch this movie.
I did watch the movie. You're confusing me, telling me it's her twin that didn't get her in the womb.
No, the demon didn't get her in the womb because it killed her twin in the womb. I got the movie.
You know what? It doesn't count because it's not a real child. It's a ghost of a child that never was. Whatever. It's a demon. It's not even a child. Come on.
Okay. Bless the child, then.
Never seen it. Sorry. I stay away from any kind of movies with kids that are freaking evil.
Grudge. You've seen The Grudge.
I've seen The Grudge, but however, the only evil child in that was the child that got murdered by the mom.
Yeah.
So it doesn't count. Next one.
Exorcist.
You can't see it, but I'm twitching right now. I'm twitching in my seat right now. Twitching.
And we know it's the famous demon possession, Linda Blair's pea soup all over the place. Yeah. Demon possession. Yeah. Fun times. Hide and Seek. Did you see that one?
Nope.
Robert De Niro?
No.
Dakota Fanning?
Yeah. Oh, that's where she's...
She had an imaginary friend named Charlie. Yes,
Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie. Yes.
But then she wasn't really an evil kid, because it was daddy doing it.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Had to bring me back a few. Well, see, this is the thing I'm talking about. Like, The Playroom would have been a good one to see, to talk about, because The Playroom was actually an evil little fucker.
Yeah, he became demonized because he...
No, he was an evil little fucker in the beginning.
Yes.
Wasn't he like some sort of king that liked to torture...
Prince that tortured
he was a prince that liked to torture his
subjects.
Subjects.
Yes.
But a great saying out of that is, what was the part where Christopher McDonald, his part says, all kids start out evil. They like to pluck the wings off of flies and stuff. Mm-hmm. See, I thought we would talk about things like that, not like demon-possessed kids. Like, no, that prince was evil from the get-go.
Okay.
Another one that comes to mind is, what's that movie that made me move out of my place?
Blair Witch.
Okay, remember before they got attacked in the tent? What did you hear first?
Kids voices.
Kids laughing, like, hee-hee!
There was 7 dead kids.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, okay, yeah, no. I have not watched a majority of these movies because they involve kids. Kids freak me out in general because they're creepy and they have this, like, shred or sliver of, like, absolute evil that can scare the piss out of me, which usually does. Like, I'm peeing my pants all the time. Whenever my kid goes demonic on me, oh my gosh, he starts like throwing stuff and speaking in this like weird voice. And I'm like, I'm not a religious person, but I'm thinking, should I call a priest? Like, that's my first thought because I don't even know how to discipline this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Kids are bad. Okay.
Kids in horror movies. They are...
And my fur baby just puked all over the place.
Oh, thanks. Okay. We're done. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Prison to those who have given their souls to the Prince of Darkness.
Hello, horror fans. My name is Douglas McCambridge, and along with my co-host Jamie Lorello, we run a podcast called Good Times, Great Movies, where we review movies from the craziest decade, the 1980s. In October, we do horror movies and horror movies alone, so we're reaching out to you, the listener slash horror fan, to recommend movies you want to hear us talk about. Tweet to us at GTGMcast. Find us on Facebook, listen to the podcast, Good Times, Great Movies. Let us know what horror movies from that decade you want us to talk about. If we choose yours, you win a prize. It'll be something awesome. Blu-rays. That's what I'm going to say. All right. Hope to hear from you.
Welcome to an Eamsley T Radio Minis. I am Boom Doom. I'm here with Aunt Bane, and today we're going to be doing Jeff the Killer.
Okay, tell us about Jeff the Killer.
Well, he was this, he got invited, his mom, so he first got into this new home, and his mom invited him to a birthday party, and what happened was, when they were coming, him and his brother, Louis, got attacked by a bunch of teenagers. They fought, and then Jeff got mad and was gonna go fight them, They got in contact with bleach, and one of them set him on fire, and he got into the hospital. And then his mother came in, and after they took off the bandages off of him, he looked morbidly and very deformed after. And he cut his eyelids open and cut his mouth to look like a smile, so he can't sleep, and he's always smiling. And when his mother came in and he saw her, he said, "I look beautiful, and if you looked like this, you would too." And the mother said to the husband, "Get the gun." And as he heard this, he killed them both. And then, yeah. Then he came, and then after Lewis saw what had happened, Jeff the Killer saw this, and he went up to Lewis and said, "Go to sleep." And then police came after that. And ever since, he's been roaming the streets of a very messed up world.
Okay. Jeff the Killer was created in 2008 by a user named Killer Jeff. He was originally created as a ghost game similar to that of Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
So all you have to do to summon him is you have to get in a closet with all the lights in the room turned off, you sit cross-legged, and you repeat the sentence, "He is in here with me," 3 times while turning your head back and forth, then close your eyes and call out the name Jeff. Jeff will then appear in front of you and proceed to yell and try to chant harm at you. To make him stop is to stand there and compliment him. Not doing so will end in disaster. So you have to tell him that he's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Or some messed up stuff will happen.
Jeff the Killer is a pasty figure with burned off eyelids and a wide, demented smile from ear to ear. Once a kindly young man, he was eventually overtaken by a series of dark, violent thoughts. His origin as a relatively normal human male with a loving family makes his story all the more disturbing. Okay, yes. So in 2011, a story was written on Creepypasta Wiki. Creepypasta tells a story of 13-year-old Jeff who gets into a fight with several bullies and in the end suffers scarring on his face after being burned alive while drenched in bleach and vodka. After waking up in the hospital and seeing the result of his face, he went insane, and later that night he damages his face to become more disturbing. So, Jeff the Killer, spying on someone in bed struggling to sleep, he whispers to the person, "Go to sleep," before hiding under the bed. The person silently panics before unintentionally falling asleep. After waking up, the person is immediately killed by Jeff, his eyes being the last the person sees. So apparently his theme song is also "Sweet Dreams Are Made of These" by Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
So when you hear that, you know you're in trouble.
Also, whenever you hear his distorted singing, or also known as Zalga's singing, when he's coming near you, or he's near your place, "Go to sleep." It will become very much more distorted and game-sounding like.
Okay, tell us about Jane the Killer, which is tied to this.
Well, Jane the Killer is apparently not his sister, so she's actually part of the other family that came, and he killed her family, so she wants vengeance on him, but it's not easy to get to Jeff the Killer, so. But yeah, she wants vengeance on him for killing her family, and that's all. That's literally all I know about Jane.
Alright, so yeah. She was also 13 at the time, and she lived in the same neighborhood as Jeff when they moved in. So she had also witnessed that he had been terrorized by these bullies, and she saw them set him on fire, and she tried to go help him by bringing a fire extinguisher to put out the flames, but she got freaked out by the sight of him, so she fell and landed on the fire extinguisher. It put her in the hospital. And then she was invited with her family to go over to Jeff's house when he got out of the hospital, and she fainted at the sight of his disfigured face. So she wakes up later that night to find a note saying that her parents went over to his house and that she was to come over when she was feeling okay. But she saw that Jeff came through the window and knocked her out. Then she wakes up again, tied and gagged, looking at her dead parents and his dead parents, and he pours bleach and alcohol on her and set her on fire and her house. So, apparently she was saved by Zalgo, a demon.
Yeah.
And was given a healing factor to save herself. She wakes up from a coma 2 weeks later in the hospital. In the fire, Jane's vision was partially lost, her skin turned a pearly white, and her hair was now black. But she gained a sixth sense, allowing her to sense electromagnetic pulses. Later, Jane escaped the hospital and took up the mantle, Jane the Killer, vowing to exact revenge on Jeff for all that he's done to her and her family.
Yep.
Pretty interesting how these creepypastas are going around, huh?
Yep.
So, what do you have to say about Jeff the Killer?
Well, once a nice man, now is mentally insane, and we are lucky that... No, we're not lucky. Because now, dumb, flippin' teenagers and people on YouTube are now like, 3 a.m. challenge, let's do this. What happens? We all die. And all like Charlie and stuff. So, mostly... You never listen to people that are like, 3 a.m., how did it get posted if, like, bad stuff happened? So just don't try how to summon this very, get a life and don't, please. This has been Boom Doom and Aunt Bane. I will see you out, and the next creepypasta we'll be doing... is Slender Man.
Hey, Boom Doom.
Yeah?
Go to sleep.
No.
I swear on my guitar, every word it is true. I don't mean to brag about our drinking skills, but the stuff that we've had, well, most men it would kill. We've had Happy Jack Sale, we've had Johnny Jump Up, we've had Windsor Cider, fill all of our cups. They all have hangovers of unspeakable pain, but there's one drink that drove all us gypsies insane. Don't ever, don't ever, don't ever again, if we live to be 100 or 110.
Red wine, I like vodka as well. Then they offered me absinthe. I said, what the hell? But then I woke up in mess, in a cauldron of borscht and the black velvet dress.
We were kidnapped by nomads who took us away. We drank up our absinthe and started to play. We broke all our chains in a magical rage, bent the steel bars and escaped our cage. So never, no, never, no, never again. If we live to be 100 or 110.
More than most anyone here. When they offered me absinthe, I drank the down beer. It killed me, but absinthe my soul did crave. I revived and dug myself out of my grave.
Now I deal with potions, elixirs, and such. When they offered me absinthe, I said that's too much. It gave me a power that burst from within. I put out those ferratos and strangled on gin.
Oh, never, no, never, no, never again. If we live to be
100 or 110. After drinking absinthe, life was never the same. The green berries' weapons are sugar and flame.
I drank a bottle of absinthe, went out like a light. Woke up my friends in the middle of the night. They hear something noise, look over with a scare. I was crawling like demon from top of these stairs. No,
never, no, never, no, never again. If we live to be 100 or 110. After drinking absinthe, life was never the same. The green berries, weapons are sugar and flame.
We were playing in pub, pirates broke in. Offered them absinthe with goblin-y grin. We all succumbed to the green fairies' powers. Woke up in their clothes,
they woke up in ours. Now the green fairies' business is insanity. We're all living proof here now, as you can see. Be forewarned, be careful, be cautious, beware. If you're drinking absinthe, make sure you share. No, never, no, never, no, never again. If we live to be 100 or 110, after drinking absinthe, life was
and that wraps up another episode of EMGT Radio.
Wow, our final audio only, because the next time we do a podcast, we'll be on video. Straight to video.
And you'll get to see my face for podcasting.
You get to see my radio face. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't forget about... God, it's stuck in my head, man.
What?
Like, practically every song off the Ghost album is stuck in my head. the whole damn album is an earworm.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's great, though.
For crying out loud, I'll say this. Wait a minute. Okay. I thought for a second, I was like, wait, what's this about Dougie Fresh? yeah, don't mind me. Anyways, if you haven't gotten the new Ghost album yet, do yourself a favor. Okay, go to Spotify. Hell, you don't even have to buy it. Just go to Spotify.
Yeah, it's on Spotify.
Although, buy it and give the good people of Ghost your money.
Plus, a digital download was only $10.
Yeah, you don't need $10. Give it to these poor, starving rock musicians that go on world tours.
Yeah.
And yeah. Then go pay $200 to go see their freaking concerts. Or something.
Remember, they're going to Asheville.
They are going to Asheville. I'm going to try to make that show, but I don't think I'll be able to.
No.
I mean, I hate to say it, but it might be a little bit out of my distance.
Uh-oh.
I'm kind of limited because I'm on severe financial restriction at the moment.
Yeah. I know. Me too.
Thanks, bank. But
I know.
I have to give $150 of my money every month to the bank.
Yuck.
Because I have an account. Well, I had an account that got a little sideways. But it's totally my fault I own it. Unlike Rosie, I own my shit. Yes, and yeah. We are going to dodge talking about that. Don't worry.
Yes,
it's nice to actually escape Trump and Rosie and I don't know why I'm saying Rosie when I mean Roseanne, but
yeah, no,
it's nice to escape that from once in a while, which we yes. do every week. Now we're going to have to change some of the things on the Patreon though, because no
okay.
longer will we be able. Well, no, you know what we're going to do for the Patreon.
What?
Because we're still going to upload the podcast on Thursdays. It's still going to be available on Thursday for download. Of course, you can watch it for free on Mixer every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern. But if you want an audio version of the podcast early, the entire podcast, slip us $10 a month.
Yes, please.
Yeah. And if you slip us $20 a month, we'll make a special best of podcast just for you.
Right.
So there you go. It's expensive, yep, yep. I know not a lot. I don't know why you would send us $10 a month, but what we're trying to do is we're trying to get a new computer just for streaming. We kind of want to get some other things done. We want to go to conventions. We want to buy more music for the pod, for the freaking radio station. So
yeah, help us out.
Yeah, help pretty a brother please. Out. Help a brother out.
Yeah, a sister.
Anyways. Yeah. All right, so until Sunday.
Yeah, stay tuned for another episode of EMZT Radio.
Bye-bye.